From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has broken decades of U.S. policy officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and beginning the process of moving the embassy there from Tel Aviv.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
The president said he's acting on a U.S. law directing embassy be moved to Jerusalem, but insisted this does not change U.S. efforts to secure peace in the region.
I judge this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Arab and Muslim leaders have warned the decision could inflame tensions and destroy efforts to reach a peace agreement.
That made me very sad, very angry.
We're here today, we're condemning the American President Donald Trump decision.
Two views on the West Bank, but Malcolm Hohenlein of the Conference of Presidents, a major American Jewish organization, said it was the right thing to do.
It doesn't preclude negotiations over the boundaries of Jerusalem or the future status of Jerusalem. In fact, maybe by putting down markers, we will encourage the parties to come because they know that the train is leaving the station and that they better be on board.
Palestinians are calling for 3 days of rage. The UN Security Council will meet Friday to debate the matter. A charity group warned Wednesday of a worsening humanitarian crisis in Democratic Republic of Congo, with nearly 2 million this year having fled their homes because of insecurity. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Ulrika Blom said aid is severely underfunded.
Consequences, people are dying and people are getting sick.
The World Food Program said nearly 500,000 people are now on half rations in troubled Kasai region because money is running low. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday made it official he'll seek another six-year term in elections in March. Russia analyst Mark Edeley of the University of Melbourne said he will likely be reelected without any serious opposition.
He stands for continuity and stability, and that's what they probably want to project at this stage. It's very unlikely that he would face any serious opposition.
The 65-year-old Mr. Putin, in power as either president or prime minister for the last 18 years, has led the country longer than any other leader since the 1917 communist revolution, except Joseph Stalin. He enjoys high approval ratings, although an independent poll suggested voter participation would be low. Mr. Putin Wednesday said Russia will not prevent athletes from competing in the 2018 Olympics, a day after the International Olympic Committee banned the Russian team from the Games over doping allegations. Speaking at an auto plant Wednesday, the Russian leader said there will be no blockade. The IOC ruled Tuesday that individual Russians who are drug tested and clean may still compete as an Olympic athlete from Russia. The Russian leader also proclaimed Wednesday that the Islamic State insurgency suffered a complete defeat in eastern Syria, the result of uncoordinated assaults from Russian-backed government forces and U.S.-backed rebels. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said up to 24 civilians were killed by Russian airstrikes east of the Euphrates River in Deir ez-Zor province. North Korea's foreign ministry has warned that joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises underway this week and ongoing U.S. threats make the outbreak of war an established fact. A spokesman said the remaining question now is when will war break out? But that's just more bluster, according to Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee of Tufts University.
Every time the U.S. comes up with a new sanctions policy toward North Korea, every time the U.N. passes a security resolution against North Korea, every time a South Korean NGO dares to criticize North Korea's human rights, North Korea says this is an act of war. We are on the brink of war.
Tensions are high following the North's latest test of a new intercontinental ballistic missile that it claims can carry a nuclear warhead to any target in the U.S. French President Emmanuel Macron visited Algeria Wednesday, a former colony, saying he came as a friend and appealed to Algerians to look to the future, not dwell on the past, which included a brutal independence war that killed hundreds of thousands. Mr. Macron, who met his Algerian counterpart, has described French colonial rule as a crime against humanity, but did not apologize. U.S. stocks were little changed in Wednesday trading following release of data showing slower job growth last month. Energy shares were hit hard by news that oil prices have plunged to a two-year low, with oil futures trading at around $60 a barrel. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.